I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Stephen J. Athanas, an artist, among other things.
Currently, to keep the lights on, I am a school bus driver for Maumee Valley Country Day School, but my passion lies in the arts. I spent 5+ decades singing in various bands. I got a degree in art education, taught for a while, then the jobs dried up a bit, so here I am, and I'm making 2D, 3D, all kinds of art.
Stephen describes his art as rough, rugged, or primitive. With his degree in art education, he celebrates his untrained hand, experiencing a sense of freedom within the form and style of his art.
In my three-dimensional stuff, I tend to be drawn to objects that you wouldn't normally associate with art. I utilize rusty wire to make my mobiles, and I kind of invented this thing called a cuppa light, C-U-P-P-A light, and it's a wire armature, and then I put tissue paper over it, adhere it to the wire with a Elmer's water solution, let it dry, then I can paint on it and put a couple coats of non-flammable polyurethane, and then you put a candle in it, and it has a dual purpose. By day, it's a nice decorative piece, and by night, it glows oh so nicely. So those primitive, I utilize a lot of nature. I'm fascinated with sticks, with the texture of sticks, with leaves, and various other wood and stuff like that that nature offers.
Stephen believes this rugged style best captures nature in its truest form, but also celebrates an aspect of life many people overlook.
I'm not one to be pretty or pastel-y even. I'm intrigued by it. I find that I remember when I was a kid, I used to think that scars, if you have a scar, it makes you more interesting visually. You know, there's something there that will catch the eye. So all of those imperfections draw me in and make me put pencil to paper in my 2D work.
This also provides a sense of freedom in creating. If mistakes are allowed, even welcomed, there's nothing holding that piece of art back. No road bumps along the way. Only stepping stones guiding the art in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm not interested in perfection. It bores me. And, you know, so that if I'm working on a piece and I make a mistake, I try and integrate that mistake into the work instead of getting angry and throwing it away or ripping that part out and redoing it. I try to make the mistake part of the work. It was as though it were meant to be.
Stephen didn't always feel this way, though. He struggled with the idea of perfection when he was younger, in his artwork, but also in his music.
Especially, I have put out a few CDs of my original stuff, and they also reflect a ruggedness, not too much because the musicians that I would use tended to shine it up a little bit. But I would definitely suggest that to a younger artist that, you know, don't rush it. Take your time. The journey is absolutely part of what you're doing here. And, you know, they probably may not recognize it, but in retrospect, someday they may look back and say, oh, yeah, that was how I got to here.
And Stephen's journey of how he got to here, I was wondering if there was any negative aspect to the job, any struggle in the art that he creates or the day job that he holds on the side. He almost gave me an answer and then changed his mind.
The negative, probably just the struggle, just, you know, well, I maybe that's not true. Maybe the struggle was a part of what makes it worthwhile, too. Thank you for allowing me to recognize that. Life in the big picture is not at ease, as there are many challenges. But in that arena of my art, I think the secret is acceptance. I remember having problems with that, again, with my music, you know, wanting to be that rock star. But I guess it's a maturity that comes with age that you accept the tools you're given and you make what you can with them.
I guess the only real struggle for Stephen would be, of course, keeping his art as a side job and not a full-time job, which would be the ultimate goal.
I would definitely give it all up if I could make a living at it. It intimidates me sometimes, the prospect of that, because be careful what you wish for. But yeah, I would like to spend more time with it. I'm at a table right now doing a painting, so it's, you know, the break I have. The nice thing about this job that I have is that there's a gap between 8:30 and 2, and I get to come home and go to my studio and create and have a sandwich.
Art and sandwiches, a good combination. I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.